So sometimes the difference in meaning between two different tarot cards is a simple nuance. We get questions in Rock and Soul Tarot class all of the time. But wait, I thought this definition was what the last card meant, and I thought that this definition was for this card. And a lot of times, these tarot cards do carry similar definitions, similar meanings. It's the nuance and the circumstances surrounding the cards that make all of the difference in the world. Now, with the Hierophant in reverse, we talked about how certain belief systems may no longer be serving you and how you're having a crisis of faith with something that at one point you were fully invested in. With the Lovers in reverse, it's not so much that you no longer have faith that something's working, is that you don't give a flying leap anymore. When the Lovers are in reverse, it's the opposite of harmony. What was once great, what was once brilliant, absolutely sucks now. You no longer care the way you used to. It's not that you no longer believe in it, which could also be a part of it, but you just flat out don't give a flying F anymore. I'm reminded of Bruce Springsteen's I'm Going Down. It was on 1984's Born in the USA album. And from the beginning of the song, Bruce is talking about how, you know, he's trying to put his arm around his girl and feel some sort of emotion, and she's a million miles away. And then he goes into talking about how his kisses used to drive her wild, and he would pick her up and they would go have fun, and now every single thing that he says seems to turn her off. Every single conversation that they have seems to turn into a fight. Whatever it is that's causing this disruption, this uneasiness between two people, it's not working anymore. It's not working. It hasn't worked in a while. Nobody wanted to address whatever it was that was causing it to slide in this direction in the first place, and you have the Lovers in reverse. The lyrics to Bruce Springsteen, I'm Going Down, is the best way to understand the energy of the Lovers in reverse. And again, with other cards surrounding the Lovers in reverse, it may not necessarily be a relationship. But when that card's in reverse, there is no harmony. There's no harmony to something where there once was harmony. You just don't enter into a rocky relationship and stay there and the Lovers in reverse show up. When the Lovers show up in reverse, it did work at one point. It was happy at one point, and you probably even believed that it was going to be happily ever after. But as we study the lyrics to Bruce Springsteen's I'm Going Down, he says, my kisses used to drive you wild, but lately, girl, you'll get your kicks from just the driving me down, down, down. I'm going down. And that, unfortunately, happens to the best of us, and that is the Lovers in reverse. It's a simple lesson. It's a humbling lesson. And most likely, when the Lovers show up in reverse, there is a lot that had been ignored to get to that point. So if you like the way we discuss tarot cards using music, using the universal language of rock and roll, please share the love of the Rock and Soul Tarot Podcast with your friends, with your intuitive friends, with those that are simply looking to maybe gain a new perspective on a very old set of, I don't even want to call them rules, because we don't like to use rules around here. The Rock and Soul Tarot Podcast is all about applying your own knowledge, your own spin to these cards. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of books about tarot cards, and each one probably has a different definition or a variation of a definition on each card. So if you like the way we discuss tarot cards using rock and roll, using music, then please Share the love with those that are looking for a new perspective on this centuries-old method of guidance. My Instagram handle is Orlando0616. If you have any suggestions for the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast, any questions about any episode of the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast, or if you just want to book a reading, we can do a reading one-on-one on Long Island if you're in the area. If not, we can do readings through Zoom, on the phone. You know, that's how my mother still to this day does readings over the phone. That's only because I still cannot get her to understand the concept of Zoom. However, if you're a little more technologically advanced than Mom, and I'm going to guess that you are, we can Zoom. But whatever it is that you do, I just hope that you enjoy the podcast and enjoy your own personal journey with your intuitive guidance. Hopefully I see you soon. And until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.